30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Would I?
Good morning.
Of course you would. Always do.
Well, it's, you know, a new month. Kind of.
It is.
I got a lot going on, so
it's,
you know,
not really a new month. It's the middle of March, so right. It's not exactly.
Well, I built up to it.
It's all downhill. It's all downhill from here.
Well,
right?
It's been one of those mornings. It might as well be.
Gosh, you guys! I don't know what is up with you guys.
Yeah.
You're tripping all over places.
Yeah. He falls up the stairs coming in.
We got Whiskey here with us to
talk
about.
Can't get through the open door. It's been a rough morning.
The Mosta Chili was knocking on the door and it was open. It's okay.
And we're waving him in. He's going, "No, I can't get
in.
Push on the door.
Clicking the thing."
I wanted to push the button.
And the buttons he pushed.
Anyway, hey, I heard we're going out to dinner. No, not me and you. I mean, us in general.
Right.
The general public.
There's a dinner coming up.
There's a dinner coming up.
A very important dinner.
Yes.
8-hour dinner.
Sweet.
You have no idea.
I know. It's the Mosta Chili dinner, the world famous one. Tell us who it's for, what it's about.
Well, it's for the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, Chapter 45-1 out of South Milwaukee. It's our 15th annual Mosta Chili fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraising event
right. That
we have each year in March. It's at the Roma Lodge at 7130 Spring Street in Racine on March 22nd, and it starts at noon. It goes till 8 p.m.
Wow.
It's a good time. And 8 p.m. does not mean it's done at 8 p.m. That means, like, the prizes and everything are out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, the fundraising stops, not the fun.
I noticed that it says self-defense raffle. Is that just a longer term for a shorter word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
just
it is.
Just making sure. Just want to make sure.
A lot of social media won't accept the shorter term.
Right.
So
okay.
We got creative and we went with self-defense raffle.
I love that.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Jeez.
All about hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Us veterans are.
Yep. Heartless and mindless. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, well, you know, then you're in the right place today. Because,
yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we have a lot going on in here today.
But yeah, I've had the pleasure of going a few years. I'm not going to be able to make it this year, unfortunately. But it is a really good time, really good food. And go down there.
It's next Saturday.
Raffle prizes are from now. Yeah, but I'm going to be out of town.
I just have lost all track of time.
It's,
I have no idea what day
Sunday
it is.
Sunday morning.
I know, but I wasn't thinking about the fact that March 22nd is already upon us.
Yeah.
It's in a week.
It's kind of scooting by.
As days
always.
Do.
Yeah, I know. Right.
If this is any indication how the whole show is going to go.
Well, if you're tripping
really,
and falling a lot.
Like, seriously, grab some coffee. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it always?
Yes.
But so, yeah, no, it's a great event.
Tell us what the CVMA does.
Well, we ride motorcycles a lot.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
We raise a lot of money and we donate it to other veteran organizations that need the money.
Right. That's
or
awesome.
Or not just organizations either. We'll donate it to individual veterans if we come across one that'll, you know, tell us what they need and, you know, what they're going through.
Right. Well, there's a lot of need out there.
Yes.
Hopefully the administration right now, I know you hear, we hear a lot of stuff about they're cutting this and they're cutting that. That's not true at all. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show. They're you know, moving things to different departments and things like that, that hopefully, you know, Trump has always said, I'm not going to change anything unless I can make it better.
Right.
I mean, he flat out has said that. And veterans are a huge priority for him. And so,
as they should be.
Yes. And so hopefully all of that will be taken care of in a much better and faster manner. But nothing is ever going to replace the private, you know, the local guys helping each other out. Nothing is ever going to replace that. It's the personal part of it.
Yeah. A vet helping a vet is a lot easier to do because I would be more willing to accept help from Whiskey and him from me than anybody else.
Right.
You know,
it's a brotherhood.
That spreads out.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It definitely is a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it doesn't matter what branch. We just give each other hell. And
right, like it should be. I mean, the Marine Corps and the Army always pick on each other, but, you know, we love each other. Air Force, you know,
everybody
thanks
knows
for flying us around,
best,
so. But it's kind of like the fire department. But we're not going to talk about that today.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about the fire department.
They're sleeping.
Probably are.
But seriously, it's a really inexpensive dinner. What's the entry or?
It's $10 a ticket for the dinner per person.
Oh, easy. And then you have all kinds of raffles and stuff like
we'll
that.
Have
right.
A ton of basket raffles, and there'll be children's activities and games and a wheel that you can spin. You can, if it's a kid, they'll win some kind of candy or prizes. Adults get beer or booze.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun.
I know it is.
A lot of fun.
It is. It's just a ton of fun. And there's always an electricity in the air when you guys are all together. Like, I've been on rides with you and all that. And there's nothing more fun. Everybody's happy. Everybody's working together. Everybody's on the same page. You don't find that a lot.
No.
You certainly don't find that in a lot of organizations. But every time I've ever been in that group, it's always been, cool. Everybody's with each other.
One of the more fun things is you're always on the edge of your seat because you never know what someone's going to say.
Or do.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you got to be ready, you know, to defend yourself or have a good comeback.
I just realized I'm not ready.
Why did you?
No!
It's all right, moped.
No.
We understand.
Moped. I'm still moped.
We should.
Or no, it's noped now.
Oh, it's
noped.
It is
noped.
Yeah. Noped. No, please don't. Put
no.
it back. Nope. I will leave here. I will talk amongst yourselves.
She's going to go to the office to get her coin out of her purse. Lock the door.
But you're still
she's
last
buying
one.
Anyway. She was the last one out. So
we just can't read mine on the air.
Well, mine you can. Oh, woo! There it is.
Got it.
That's a quarter.
Not.
That was pretty quick. Well, that's never happened before.
This is the coolest coin I have.
Which one is that? Oh, that's Zachary. That's the one I threw. Aspen.
Aw. Do you have one of these?
Not one of those, but I got my own.
So what's this mean now?
Well, you were last one.
Go over to the next door pub when they open up. And you were last. It's true.
Daggone it.
You worked harder for years than we did. We just
I know
threw out there. You had to run.
I know, but you know what?
Pretty fast.
Chief Myers coming in. Maybe I can redeem myself. Probably not.
Maybe. I don't
probably
know.
Not.
That's some serious stuff.
Probably
we may
not.
Have to leave that. But
so
yeah.
If we need information, because this is next Saturday, you don't have to get tickets in advance, nothing like that. Well,
you can
just
buy the tickets at the door.
Right.
You can buy the self-defense raffle tickets at the door throughout the whole dinner. We usually start pulling raffles and prizes and everything. Like, the raffle prizes, the gun or self-defense raffles, around 6:37-ish.
You can say gun on this show.
I'm going off my flyer here.
We regularly do. Yeah, and it's an all-day thing. So, I mean, it's lunch or dinner. Come in the mid-afternoon whenever you want to. 100% of this money goes towards the CVMA.
And there is a bar there. You can buy your own drinks.
Of course.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
a fun day.
Yeah, and it's a good, and the food is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the raffle prizes these guys put together are phenomenal. Not cheesy things that you normally see. These are good raffle prizes.
Right. You guys have a Facebook page, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So say it. What is it again?
Just go on Facebook and type in Combat Veteran Motorcycle Association 45-1. Or you can Google it and it'll come up with our .org page or the Facebook page. So.
Perfect.
And if that's too much typing, you can just do CVMA 45-1.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, because that's how I found him.
Oh.
Because it's too much typing.
Yeah.
Too many
he
words.
He probably can't spell them all either.
Yeah.
I had a hard time spelling CVMA.
God. The fire department's rolling over in its bunks right now.
No, they're not.
I can't
they're still sleeping.
Yep.
Now,
there might be one making breakfast. Who knows?
Well, it could be. Yeah, it could be. Ham and eggs.
Oh, whatever. Don't tell me you never went over there and had a good breakfast.
I can honestly say that. I have had some pretty good meals there, but not breakfast.
Not breakfast.
They're all firemen are always good cooks.
They're ornery when they wake up.
I bet. Well, I would be too.
Yeah, well.
Police department out there blaring their sirens when they're supposed to be sleeping.
May or may not happen.
Mm-hmm. If I can't sleep, either can they.
That's right. Dadgum.
Anyway.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Come on down.
Yeah, for sure. Next Saturday. at Roma's Lodge. It's in Racine. You said kind of on the edge of Racine and Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
But again, Google it. Roma Lodge.
Easy to get to.
You'll find it. Yeah, super easy to get to.
Yep. Good time. A lot of brotherhood going on.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you're having it again. I can't believe it's been 15 years.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's very consistent. So if you've had 15 opportunities to go,
right,
make this one the one that you do it if you haven't ever
been. The big
1-5. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Whiskey, for coming out this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Coming up next, we have Chief Meyer. Big referendum in Whitewater.
Yes.
For first Very responders. Important. It is extremely important. We're going to talk more about that next, right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. All your friends are here on the show today. Have you
I know.
This or not?
I know. I feel very safe. This is an awesome show.
I feel very safe. I don't know about you guys, but.
Because you are. Yeah, it's like the team's back together.
It is. Yeah.
The
band?
Yes. Something.
Yes. This is all law enforcement. The whole hour, basically.
All officer all day.
All officer
We even brought
all
some
day.
Heavy hitters in today,
We
too.
Did. We have Chief Meyer from Whitewater. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, gosh, no problem. I called you or emailed you and said, I think that this is very important. I know what's happening. You're having public meetings. 4 or 5 people come. They don't spread the word about exactly how important this public safety referendum is for you in Whitewater. And so, since we broadcast to far more than 4 or 5 people at a time, I hope. I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
I said, you got to come in and talk about this. I was at a meeting. I don't even know how long ago it was. Was it about 1.5 years ago?
I'd say about
Yeah, because it was in the fall. And I know it wasn't last fall. Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson was there. Congressman Stile was there. You, a couple of other deputy or a couple other officers, the sheriff was there, the undersheriff was there, Sheriff Zorner from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department was there. Everybody was there to talk about the impacts of moving forward, population growth, changes in needs of service. We were talking about this back then. Mm-hmm. And things have just gotten, I don't want to say worse, but it's just so much more important to pay attention to this right now. And I know that you say there's around 15,000 people or so, population of Whitewater. If you guys don't get some additional funding, which you have not had in a very long time, mm-hmm. we're talking big issues with public safety, fire department, emergency services, police department. I mean, you told me the number of calls you guys respond to in a year, and I don't know how in the world, number one, with the staff that you have, that you're managing it, and number two, how in the world are that many calls coming in to Whitewater? But I guess Tom was explaining to me that every single phone call is a call.
Call for service is a call.
Right, right.
And it doesn't matter how small or how large it is.
Right. It's, lost dog, whatever.
Right. It's manpower. That's why officers are out there doing their job and they're handling these things.
And they'd much rather get those calls. Lost dog.
It's a professional
things like that.
Profession. They do what they're asked to do without
well, for
question.
Sure.
You know?
But I mean, the last thing you want to do is show up to, you know, an upset student that's been, you know, her purse was stolen or something. Like, those are things that they don't want to happen in their city. But the only way to prevent, I mean, you can be reactive all day long. But the other problem is that when you're short-staffed, you cannot be proactive.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Just tell us the basics about why this is going to referendum.
Absolutely.
What do you need? Tell us what's happening in Whitewater.
Will do. And I want to just say, too, so this is going to be on the ballot April 1st.
Right.
So I'll kind of talk through what exactly is going to be on that question as we go along. But one thing I just want to kind of clarify, too, is our job as city staff
exactly.
really has been to provide the context so that our residents can make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to push people to vote one way or another, but truly just give the information so that they can understand what the situation is and make an informed decision for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll focus on the police department side a lot more than the fire side.
Sure.
I know Chief Dion has been working with me and getting this information out, but
not to interrupt you, Chief,
yeah.
but you should also know that what affects the police department affects fire and rescue.
No doubt.
It's equal across the board. If the police department's busier, fire and rescue is busier.
Mm-hmm.
So they run hand in hand.
Right.
Yep, that is for sure. But
I'm actually, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you just said that.
Sometimes you got to play nice and
I have listen. Made it very clear that I love the fire department and the firefighters. We need them. EMS also.
So on the police department side, we had a firm come in the fall of 2024 mm-hmm. to do a deep dive on our department, the calls we're seeing. Fitch and Associates came in and did that. They provided an organizational and workload study. But off the top, if you look at the last 15 years, back in 2010, we had 7,500 calls for service. Last year in 2024, we had 14,245.
That's crazy.
That's a 90% increase over
Holy
that time.
Crap.
And in that time, we have increased precisely zero sworn staff. We have
oh
not
my
added
gosh.
A single sworn officer to help account for that call volume. So that really leads us down the road where two things happen. Our overtime is through the roof and our people get burned out.
Yeah. Right?
And then secondly, like you mentioned, we become much more reactive. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of the proactive stuff that we're used to doing is really taking a nosedive. Traffic stops is one of the best ways we can measure proactive activity by staff because that generally happens when our officers are freed up.
Right.
There's times when those are happening based on complaints and things like that, but
right.
most of them are happening proactively.
Right.
Those are down. We averaged about 2,400 annually as a department from 2011 through 2022. In 23 and 24, we're down to about 1,600.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So we've got it, and it's hard to kind of paint the picture when we're just talking about it on the radio. But if you look at the charts, basically what you start to see is a line, which would be our call volume,
mm-hmm.
on a huge upward trajectory, and a line, which would be our traffic stops or proactive activity, on a huge downward trajectory. And the further those lines get apart, that's what shows you us becoming reactive, more
right.
and more reactive, less and less proactive. So, you know, as someone who doesn't have a lot of law enforcement experience, you might ask, what's the big deal? For us, and I think you would agree with me, patrol, traffic stops, that is the backbone
it's
of policing.
Huge. It's huge. And it's not about guys going out and writing tickets. It's about officers being out there, making contact with people, slowing traffic down, making sure stop signs are being obeyed,
yep.
stuff like that. And those are a lot of complaints. And everybody is probably nodding their head yes right now because you've been – or you live in that area where people don't stop for a stop sign or whatever. And when you're that busy as you guys are, you can't get guys out there to enforce it.
Right.
So it just gets more and more out of control.
You know, and that's how we're doing, you know, we're finding people who are driving intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Over that same period, 2011 through 2022, we had about 102 OWIs a year
mm-hmm.
as a department. That's dropped to about 60. And it's not because people aren't drinking and driving.
Right.
So
right.
those are the type of things that, you know, we're just not able to get out there and enforce
and
because we're busy doing other things.
Such a snowball effect from that. It goes
yeah.
way beyond drunk driving. There's so many other things that come out of traffic stops that are obviously being missed because they're not getting done.
You know,
it's
and
scary.
The thing is, I mean, yeah, you talk about a lot of things. And again, it's a college town. And not that you guys, I mean, you know, in certain instances, obviously, you do respond to the college, but mm-hmm. they have their own PD and but they're responding. I mean, their situation's probably the same. You know, they got to be shorthanded too. I mean, I think probably all of the departments throughout the country are shorthanded in some way, shape, or form. And it's all because of money.
Mm-hmm.
The state has said you are not allowed to charge more than X amount and you have to have more. And in order to get more, you have to get the taxpayers' permission. That's
yep,
what
absolutely.
This is. When you have meeting after meeting and coffee time and come have a donut or whatever, and like I said, four or five people show up, there's 15,000 people in Whitewater. Wonder how many of them are voters.
Mm-hmm. yeah, well,
and lots it, and lots
it's a little
of them.
Scary. Is this a lack of care or lack of communication?
Right. It's. Well,
I don't think it's a lack of care.
It's not a lack of communication. Because I know that these guys have been out there over and over and over again trying to get
right.
people to understand what the consequences will be if you don't vote yes for this. This isn't somebody squandering money. These guys don't spend money unless they have to.
Right.
Unless they have to. It was just like when Lake Geneva was trying to get body cams. And I said, I don't understand what in the world you would put in front of body cams for the PD. What would you put in front of that in a city? Nothing. It's like fire hoses for the fire department.
Right.
They have to have them for their protection, for our protection. Mm-hmm. For all. So this isn't squandering money on, oh, we're going to get, you know, nice laptops forever. No. Yeah. These are things they have to have. And so this is just a no-brainer to me, and it's frustrating because I don't understand. Like, I wouldn't even read it. I'd just vote yes. If you tell me it's for public safety, boom, yes.
Right.
We have to have it.
What I really like about the pamphlet that you handed us, Chief, is the information is there and the explanation is there.
Right.
You're not just asking for money. You guys are sorely short-staffed. Mm-hmm. Your call margin has almost doubled, and you're working with the same crew. And, yeah, when your guys are taxed like that, the stuff that they're doing on a daily basis goes down, mm-hmm. and you have burnout factor. You have guys that are just wore out and they can't do it anymore. Yeah. I mean, you can't work all day long every day.
That's been one of the impacts we've seen, that the overtime has increased 80% for that increase in call volume.
Which, when you break it down, correct me if I'm wrong, paying guys overtime is way more expensive than bringing in a couple officers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're paying them time and a half. So
yeah, right. Substantially.
It's certainly expensive.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and for us, one of the things that I feel but a lot of questions, and I think you hear of so many referendums happening right now, whether it's, like you mentioned, school districts, just so many municipalities that mm-hmm. are going about it this way. One of the things I'm trying to explain to people is this is not an easy button solution for us.
No.
We have truly done things that are new since I've ever been involved in law enforcement to try to address this without having to go to the taxpayers asking to consider a referendum. In 2024, we were awarded $375,000 of federal grant money through the COPS hiring grant, which is an amazing opportunity for our community.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's laid out is it covers three officers for 3 years, but only a portion of the funding for those. So year one, it's $75,000 per officer. Year two is $35,000. Year three is $15,000. And year four, the city's on the hook for all of it.
Right.
What that means is even year one, the city's still got to come up with about $150,000 to get those mm-hmm. officers whole
extra.
With the entire benefit mm-hmm. package.
Right.
Our budget cannot absorb that. So if this referendum fails, that's one of the things we're going to have to say thanks, but no thanks to, and give up that opportunity for that free money because we just cannot absorb the small portion mm-hmm. that the city's on the hook for. So that's one thing. Another thing, you know, we've looked at, there's actually an appropriation request through the federal government right now for an immigration liaison position for the city of Whitewater.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be a PD position, but it would be a resource that would take some of the stress off of our staff for the city staff to have a resource to ask about immigration issues for the immigration
right.
immigrant community to go to for resources that isn't impacting our staff.
Right.
So things like that. And beyond that, we've done things that, you know, when we're not adding staff, we got to make them more efficient. And technology is one of the best ways we found to do that. So I don't know how familiar you guys are with automated license plate reader systems.
Mm-hmm.
Flock. So that's a huge one.
I love that one.
It's phenomenal.
Sorry.
So, yeah, we've got
people hate me because I'm just like, get them. And, well, you know, but hey, the more help you guys get. So like I said, go back to body cams. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They should have had them a long time ago.
So we've got 13 cameras positioned around the city. So if you are coming into the city of Whitewater from outside,
mm-hmm.
you're on camera. One way or another, you're getting a photo of your vehicle taken. And one of the best ways I can explain on how that helps us, Fort Community Credit Union is robbed a couple of years back. It's still an open case. We were never able to identify the suspect. We had a pretty weak witness statement on what the suspect vehicle was. I'll just call it a black pickup truck. Back then, before this system, that means we've got to go canvass the whole east side of the city of Whitewater looking for any surveillance cameras mm-hmm. that residents or businesses
anybody's
have.
Anybody's Ring doorbell.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're downloading hundreds of hours of this footage. And, you know, that may yield 20 different vehicles that it could be. Well, that's great. So we've got hundreds of hours wrapped up in that. And now we got a profile picture of a truck.
Right.
That could be. And now we're posting that to Facebook. Hey,
right.
Anybody recognize this truck? This system, I can literally type in, show me every single black pickup truck that's entered the city of Whitewater in the past, you name it, up
right.
to 30 days.
Right.
And I've got every single truck and the plate. So just an unbelievable resource for our staff.
And can't you, if you know the plate, can't you put the plate in? And if it sees that plate, it sends you something,
yes.
sends you an alert.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, even if you're looking for someone from another jurisdiction that might be headed your way.
Yeah, it's,
you got it.
It's proactive.
Great for amber alerts, silver alerts, green alerts, whatever.
So, I mean, that's incredible. But, you know, I mentioned that staffing study that we had done last year. Their recommendation to us was to hire 8 more sworn staff. Okay, and you're gonna see in the documents that's not what the ask is for this referendum.
Right.
And as great as this technology is, it still doesn't bridge the gap when you need 8 sworn staff.
Well, and you have to have people. Yeah. I mean, police work is never going to be an automated position. You have to have people because criminals, but you also there's also the help factor. Okay, so you won't care. Maybe about whether or not this referendum happens until they can't get to you in an emergency.
Well, yeah.
That's when they start caring and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And, we only have 4 officers and all 4 of them were tied up on this really terrible car accident. And we were trying to save people's lives. And I'm sorry that you had a heart attack. And, you know, said no to the referendum and we don't have enough people.
You tax any system, I don't care if it's mechanical or human, there's a breaking point, you know, and that is a breaking point. That's what you're talking about. There's just not enough bodies to go around.
Right. And it's through there's no fault here. This is normal growth limited by a state law.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just asking for permission to do the things that you need to do to keep the people who should be voting yes for this safe. And I know you can't tell people how to vote, but we certainly can.
Well, we can.
And so
I suggest you keep your area that you live safe. And there's really no better way than to let the guys that are doing that do their job better.
Right. And I know you're focused, Chief, on the police department side, but this affects the fire department as well. This helps them as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll kind of just cover here what this referendum ask actually covers. So it's if passed, it will be an additional $1.305 million for annual operating budget. So what that would actually add in terms of people is 5 sworn officers, 2 cross-trained firefighter EMTs, and 1 dispatcher. So when it comes to those 5 officers, that would be our ultimate goal is to get one of those assigned into the schools.
Sure.
But that's kind of contingent on an agreement with the school district.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we see the need there, and that's where we'd like to put that 5th.
That's another proactive
move.
Yeah.
Yep. But if that does not happen or until it does, it's going to be on the road. So 5 road patrol officers. On the fire side, like I mentioned, it'd be 2 cross-trained firefighter EMTs. So those guys work basically like 3 different color days, kind of a setup where they have 3 groups that will rotate out. They work, 24-hour shifts. It's a whole different situation. I think it's the California stuff. It's wholly different than a law enforcement type schedule.
Right.
But if that passes, the city staff would also, or the city budget, I should say, would account for 1/3 so that each one of those rotations would add a position, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes total sense.
Yep. But they're saying the same issues with call volume going up.
Right.
Call concurrency is a big issue that they're seeing. So 20% of the time when they have 1 call, a 2nd call comes in.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time. Right. And what that happens is that 2nd call completely depletes anybody they've got working at the time. So if a 3rd call comes in, that's an automatic, we're asking for help from an outside jurisdiction.
Right, and who's
to come
the
in.
Closest?
Well, it depends on the day. I mean, you've got sometimes we were Palmyra, Fort Atkinson.
Which is far.
Lakeside, which is over Milton.
Yeah.
But those are the closest.
I know, but Lake Geneva and Elkhorn.
There's a response time.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Wow.
Well, even Lake Geneva and Elkhorn isn't close.
No, but it's 8 minutes. I mean, I know it's 8 minutes from my office to my house in Elkhorn.
I am here to tell you, if you're fighting for your life,
8 minutes is a long time.
Somebody,
Eight
minutes is an eternity.
So I did some ride-alongs with Tom, too. Remember when we went to that lady's place? And she was, her daughter was having a diabetic issue,
yep.
And we couldn't find the insulin or the stuff in the tube or whatever. And and another officer, and I, like, were opening the...
Yeah, Kara Richardson was
there. Yeah, Kara was there. And we were opening all of the drawers to try and find this stuff for this lady, and not that you're shorthanded, but that took, what, 3 or 4 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
And it seemed like forever. Forever. This poor lady was laying on the floor. I mean, it was just... I can't imagine being the person that needs help and having to wait that long. Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine it. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no way time flies in a situation like that.
Well, until you're in that position, you'll never understand.
Yeah.
You know, and I totally get it. It's not a lack of caring or anything like that. You just you can't understand how long that gets when you're waiting for help.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what side you're on, whether you're at a fire or a rescue call or an intense police contact. But one thing I noticed, and I'm sure you were going to get to it, but I just think I would like to mention it now. You're talking about a $1.3 million increase to get the help that you need, correct?
Correct.
And we're looking at under $100 a year per resident or per household?
So the
is
way,
that accurate?
Yeah, basically what this is it all depends. So the city's split into two different counties. So there's a slight difference whether or not you've got property in Walworth County versus Jefferson County.
Okay.
It's a bit of a different impact. But per $100,000 of assessed value, if you're in Jefferson County, it's $92 a year. In Walworth, it's $118 a year. I think the average value of property in Whitewater is about $240,000 or $250,000. What it ends up coming down to is about $20 a month for the average property owner in the city. So basically your Netflix account, same amount
they paid
for that.
You're the one waiting for that help. That's peanuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just, and that's the thing is that, you got to break it down. You got to stop looking at it. You got to stop looking at it as a tax or this or that. This is a contribution to the community to make sure that everybody is safe. You're required to make X amount. But unfortunately, X amount, because of many, many, many reasons, is not enough. And so you just got to chip in a little bit more.
Yeah. I look at this more like insurance.
Right.
We've all got insurance on our houses. We've all got it on our cars. And the majority of us have never used it. I've never used my house insurance.
Dude, that's
but
a really good point.
Worth every penny I spend every year knowing that if I have a problem, I'm covered.
Do they base insurance rates on that, I wonder? Like, is that a consideration in the
services
insurance?
Services available?
Right. Like,
I don't know. That is a good question.
Because it could cost you a heck of a lot more if you don't have the services that you need. I mean, come on. This is just a no-brainer. I don't know why we even have to talk about it. The vote should be yes. You got to have your cops. You got to have your fire department. You got to have your EMTs. You got to have your dispatchers to tell all the guys where to go. This is a no-brainer. And then you have to have your equipment upgraded because that's technology these days.
Yeah, and if I can just make a note on that one too. So that the equipment, that's an important element. We're trying to be as best stewards of the community's money that we possibly can be. So if this passes, that equipment element, that's $250,000 a year that would be put toward capital.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the way we operate in Whitewater, anytime we buy, say, a capital item like a squad car, last year we bought one, it was $82,000 fully outfitted. We do that in Whitewater with debt service, which means we're paying on that over many years. And our finance director came up with the idea, hey, if we can front load this money and pay for it outright, we're going to save a ton of money in debt service. And so the actual estimate, it blew my mind the first time I heard this, $772,000 we would save in the first 10 years alone.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, for somebody who...
There's another officer.
Yes. Yeah, and exactly. I'm pretty fiscally, conservative myself. That to me was like, wow, that... Why would you not go that route and front load these things?
Wow!
So that's included with this. If it doesn't pass, we're gonna have to keep doing it the way we're doing it by using debt.
I mean,
you're gonna make it work because that's your
job. We're
gonna
make it work,
right?
Yes,
but it doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, you know, and it's gonna be more expensive.
Yeah, well, and just because you got guys, you have a dedicated force that's out there doing their job, regardless of how hard they're being worked. That's great, but again, it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't mean it can't be better. And as far as the equipment, you got to be proactive on the equipment because every every jurisdiction has a horror story of a boss at one point or another that didn't spend the money on equipment. We're going to save money. We're going to make it work. And all of a sudden, it is so depleted, it's got to be replaced. And all
then
that
it's way
couple of bucks
more.
You saved every year is going to cost you millions.
That you didn't actually save because you had to spend it elsewhere anyway. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
On some other thing that you didn't do.
You know,
but
the trading value isn't there.
Right.
You know, you're actually losing money because you're stretching it out.
Right. Yeah. You know, this is just like our theory about running a business.
Crazy how it comes around to that.
I know. Would you run your household books like this, your checkbook? Would you run your business this way? No, you wouldn't. So why would you want your law enforcement and first responders running things at a deficit all the time? Because that's what they're doing. Because you don't have a choice. Yeah, this is a no-brainer. I don't know why we're even talking about it. Just do it. This is ridiculous that we even have.
Well,
it's ridiculous that you can't just get this funding when you need it. Yeah. You're not talking about building some shiny building that you don't need. You're not talking about any of that. This is people. This is relationships. This is life. This is death. Proactive is always, always going to prevent trauma.
Definitely
death.
Have a higher probability of it being successful.
Come on. Always.
Not doing it.
Right. So where can people get more information?
If you just go into Google and type in 2025 Whitewater referendum, it'll lead you right to a webpage that's going to have everything you guys have in front of you, all of the data. It's got the study that we had done right there as a link to click on. Fire department did a study too. The link to that is there.
Good.
Any information you're looking for is there. The other thing though too, there's a specific email address people can reach out to. It's www.2025referendum@whitewater-wi.gov.
Okay.
So that is an email account that four or five of us will receive that. And the best suited person to answer the question will get back to you within a day, maybe two at most.
Nice.
Group effort.
So absolutely.
Yeah.
So some of those, because people have had some really good questions that, you know, hey, yeah, we didn't have that information posted. So here you go. And then a lot of times what we'll do is turn around and actually get that posted on like our Facebook page. We call it a Mailbag Monday. Just so, hey, if you had the question, I'm guessing more than just you had that question.
Right.
We'll get it posted for everybody to see.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Take the time and look into this. Be shocked by the information you're going to see, because I, like you said, everybody needs help. Everybody's running on a shoestring budget, but I was shocked at the numbers.
Mm-hmm. It's just
you guys are doing a lot of work with not much, and that's impressive.
Well, that's the thing is it is really impressive. And so if this referendum passes, think
that
of
much
how much
better.
More impressive it's going to be. And by the way, I have to say this: your fire chief is one of my favorite people, and so is his wife. If I don't say that, I will never be served at Next Door Pub again.
Great people.
But no, they are wonderful people.
It's a family
show. I also know that, like you guys, those guys are working with no days off at times. And so you've got to have this. Go and find this referendum, read about it, and then go vote for it, because you have to have it.
Right.
Plain and simple, you have to have it.
One of the things that, too, if you don't mind just adding a little bit more here, in the final weeks here of this lead up to the decision, one of the things that we're doing is doing our best to explain what's going to happen if it happens to be a no decision.
Good point.
If that happens, unfortunately for us, it's not sustainable for us to just maintain status quo.
Right.
So far leading up to this, everything we've been doing is coming up with ways to better the department without impacting service level.
Okay.
If it fails, it's not sustainable. Our people are getting burned out. We'd get only further down the rabbit hole of not being proactive, and we cannot allow that to happen. So there's a few things that would change about how we're providing service if it's a no vote. Some of those things, and two of them are pretty obvious. You know, we wouldn't take advantage of that capital funding, so we're losing out on $770,000 in the next
free
10 years.
Money, right?
We're declining that free $375,000 of federal money for the cops hiring grant.
Right.
But in terms of operational changes, one of the things we're going to look to start doing is charging any time that we're providing officers for things like parades.
Ooh.
Or we have an annual half marathon.
Yeah,
right.
Which is not ideal.
No.
Because
all those people are nonprofits that hold those. So, right. Yeah.
So that's one thing that we're going to have to start doing. The other thing is we're going to look at implementing an online reporting system. And this is something you see this with like a Milwaukee-sized agency where, hey, you get into a fender bender. There's no injuries, no lane blockage. Yep, here's your spot to enter it online, and not ideal because that means we're not out serving as a community-oriented type department.
Well, there's no heart in it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's very mechanical. You don't have any kind of interaction with an officer.
Right.
Officers can settle things down so quickly just by the way they handle it.
Yep.
You're not getting that out of a machine or an answering machine.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of our population is going to want nothing to do with having to use a computer to report anything. So one of my biggest concerns with that is underreporting.
Right.
You know, you're just going to be like,
I'm done with it.
Yep. Sorry. Chalk it up to a loss.
And you know what? My opinion is maybe more of the mom or softer side or whatever. If you're completely scared. If my daughter was in a car accident, some guy pulled out in front of her. She T-boned him, but turned just enough that it just spun him around and her car was totaled. But my 10-year-old grandson was in the car with her. I just so happened, we were coming home from Indy and I just so happened to be about 5 minutes behind her. She called, of course she calls me instead of 911. Anyway, somebody else called 911. It's Lisa. If you know her, you understand. So she calls me. And so, of course, yes, I broke lots of laws and got there quicker. They were just so good with Logan. He was petrified because that car, I mean, he was in the front seat. And
it's scary.
She screams. He screams. Like, yeah. But the lady that was there, the police officer, was just so nice to him and just caring. And then he had to get in the ambulance, be checked out and everything. Okay, you have to have those interactions, like I said, especially with young people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking kids.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, again, college students. You have to have, like you said, that human contact.
Well, yeah,
it's
we're
so
pushing
much more
so
important.
Much away from interpersonal communication.
Yes.
You know, the people that officers deal with, they're having one of the worst days of their
life.
Right. Because that's why they're there, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And you need somebody there that can take charge and have some compassion and get you through it. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
No.
You know?
And I would argue, too, it's better for the public, but it's also better for our staff.
Oh, God, yeah.
If we're missing out on going to those type of calls, that's not a department where a lot of people are going to want to stick around.
No.
They're
going
to want to go somewhere where they can actually make a difference.
Right.
In those less extreme calls,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion in law enforcement. You don't do this job if you don't care.
No,
and we care.
You certainly don't get paid
enough.
So
get emotional along with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a huge emotional investment into it, and people know that and they can feel it. And you're right. If you don't have it, why am I doing this?
Yep. Right. Well.
So
you're right.
The last thing that we're going to have to look at is just changing how we're allocating our resources. So this surprises a lot of people when I say this, but any given first shift, our minimum staffing is 2 officers for a city of just over 15,000 people. 2 officers.
That's scary.
So right now, the way we handle that is they will kind of team up to take any calls as they come in. Some of them are 2 officer calls, a domestic, they're both going.
Right.
But otherwise, some of the more minor calls, one of the officers will go. If another minor call comes in, the other officer will take it. But the problem with that, so we get fairly quick response times because of how we allocate them that way. The problem is, if they're both tied up going call to call all day, what do we lose? All
and
that
somebody
proactive
blows
enforcement.
That stoplight.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Absolutely, that's what we're losing. but we're to a point now where we got to be done losing out on that because that is super important. So I'm to the point where I'm going to have to say, hey, Officer A, today, You're doing traffic enforcement or some other type of proactive enforcement. Officer B, you're our call taker, which means as calls come in, they're going to start stacking up.
Mm-hmm.
And the public is not going to get as fast of a response because they've got one officer taking the calls. Those are the type of things we got to start looking at. And that, unfortunately, will impact service level. Yeah. So
you cannot wait to care about this in any town, city, county, whatever, that – is listening to this show right now, you cannot wait to care about this until it's at your front door. You have to care about it before it happens, or God knows what'll happen. And it's a frankly dangerous place to be.
Think
it's
about
not
it.
Right.
You need a police officer or you need fire rescue. How long are you willing to wait?
It's not.
And the answer is not at all.
No.
Nobody
yeah.
wants to wait.
Well, you know me. I don't wait. I don't like to wait for anything.
Right. Yeah, I know. But we know. But point being is if you need those services, there's something very wrong going on.
Mm-hmm.
Either a health issue or a criminal issue, whatever. You need help now.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you willing to wait? You got guys tied up on stuff that may be less serious, but they're tied up on it.
Yeah, they can't just leave. Right.
And that's no fault on the police department. They're trying to do the right thing. It does not look like a major investment. Nobody
it's
wants
not.
To spend more money, but back to that insurance thing. It's not a lot of money to
I
be
wonder.
Safe. Yeah.
Yeah. I will bet Renee can answer that.
It's definitely a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. So what do they Google again?
So if they Google Whitewater Referendum 2025 or some combination of
something
those
like
words,
that.
The first thing that'll pop up is a webpage. And
awesome.
Click on that, and it'll lead you right to all the information.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about
thank
this.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely. Chief Myers from the Whitewater Police Department. And again, I love you, Jess. Okay.
Vote yes.
But yes.
April 1st, vote yes.
Yes. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop talking.
All right. My favorite part of the show.
Yes. It really is.
Just stop.
It really is.
Just stop. Except that this first thing that I want to talk about really isn't a just stop thing. I don't really understand it. You know, Gene Hackman and his wife both died, right?
Correct.
And right now, the theory is that the wife died and he had Alzheimer's so incredibly bad that he didn't know that she died or couldn't comprehend the situation that he was in.
Correct.
And so then he passed away as well. They've got kids, or he has kids. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking back to how in the corner of my mind, I always feel terrible about I hadn't talked to my dad for 2 days.
Right.
Before he died, which was normal. We talked every other day, every few days, whatever. But we talked a lot. It was only 2 days. These people had not talked to their dad in weeks.
Right.
Weeks and weeks and weeks. And there's like millions and millions of dollars of inheritance that's what they're worried about.
Right.
Okay. How did those people lay on the floor for that long, passed away, with no one knowing that they were there?
Nobody
I
checked.
I don't understand. Yes, because your children were not calling you. Why is that? So I was stunned to read that.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, I go through phases where I'm not very social. You know, I'm busy. I have a ton of excuses like everybody else does, and they're probably all horrible, but there's
sometimes I just don't want to talk to anyone.
Just, yeah, that I don't make calls, but I'm more interested in keeping family alive than what they have, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
like if my dad would have passed away, we had a deal though.
Right.
If I couldn't get, cause he went for a couple days he left his phone in the car for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally,
you weren't so happy about that.
I was underwhelmed by that. And so we made a deal. And if he didn't answer his phone for 36 hours, I'm sending the cops.
Right.
And he was good with that. I don't understand how you think, how people don't go that long without talking to their parents and then think, oh, hey, here I am to claim all their hard work.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
You know, unfortunately, tragedy really brings out the worst in people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, I just think it's sad. So here's something else that's sad. A new study by Total Odds explores how honest shoppers are in America.
That's what would be interesting.
They're not.
I was
going to
say, that's not what my...
1 in 5 Americans admit to entering produce codes incorrectly while shopping to get a cheaper price. This is all this self-checkout crap, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. One in six Americans admit they have purposely not scanned an item at self-checkout.
Not surprised.
One in 10 admit to purposely using an expired, incorrect, or fake coupon while shopping for a discount. One in 10 admit to consuming an item while shopping and not paying for it.
Shopping and eating? Shocker.
One in 12 admit to swapping price stickers on an item. Okay, here's my advice. Stop stealing.
Well, yeah. It's illegal.
Why do you steal?
I don't.
If you can't afford it, ask for help. If you can't, if you just are doing it because it's fun, just well, stop.
And you're making it worse for everybody else because the price has got to go up to cover what you stole.
But one, that's 20% of Americans.
It's scary.
Admit to entering produce codes incorrectly to get a cheaper price.
Yeah, that's sad. But you know,
also it's stupid because they've got a camera on you at all times. They're
well,
not.
That's true.
They know what.
Absolutely true.
I mean, none of this says how many of them have gone to jail for this or how many of them have gotten a ticket for it or whatever.
I can honestly say I've never done any of those things.
Never.
But I always go where people are. I check out with a person. I don't do self-checkout.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not giving me enough of a discount to do the work for them.
Sometimes I just feel like I deal with enough people that I just want to check my own stuff out.
I guess I understand. Amy likes to do self-checkout because she can't stand the way they bag.
That's true, too.
In fact,
too.
She will push a bagger down. I've seen her do it.
Mm-hmm.
And bag herself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I...
It's a big puzzle, and it needs to be done correctly.
Right. If mm-hmm. I feel if I got to go to the store to buy stuff and check myself out, I should get a discount because I'm working for somebody else.
Employee discount. That's right.
I'm paying for the product, and then I got to do the work. No, not working that way. I've got issues. I admit it.
You do. So... I just want to count how many things, these are all in my mailbox. Silver Lake School District, Elkhorn School District, Wilmot High School, Reject Susan Crawford, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that one.
And this is a nonpartisan voter guide that for the Supreme Court, but... This is just some of them that, okay, these mailers,
right?
Are these effective? Are you guys all looking at these? Is this effective? Because it's not. And I want you to just stop cutting down trees for this crap.
Right.
Put it on the internet.
Sending it to me.
That's what the internet is for. And if you don't think people are coming to your internet channels, pages, whatever, then advertise on the radio. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
Right.
But sending this. Our postal service has enough problems without adding to the junk mail. Okay?
Well, that's a fact. Well, I do need fire starter, and that's where all mine go.
Oh, here. You want these?
Sure, I'll burn them. With a smile on my face.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I peruse. But I also go directly to sites when I look at things. Like, that's how I knew all
research.
About the Whitewater thing.
Yeah.
Because I've been paying attention, and it has nothing to do with me.
Right. No, I get these
until I
want
to go to Whitewater.
Nope. And I throw them in the burn basket.
Yeah, I just stop. And you know what you really need to stop doing is stop sending the ones that are covered with lies. Okay?
Right.
School referendum ones, great. Because it's hard to really screw that stuff up. You can't really lie about that stuff.
No,
because it's
the
numbers.
The numbers should be the numbers.
Right. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
But, you know, these... political flyers and stuff.
Just stop sending them.
Just stop sending them because you know what? We all know half of it's not true.
Right.
We don't know what to believe, so just stop.
And I don't even read them, so.
Yeah. You can specifically take Tom's address off your list.
Yes, please. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have one more.
Okay.
Just stop. Now, you know how we've been talking about Trump and the different perspectives?
Mm-hmm.
There's a local publication in town. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I think I'm going to be person of the week this week.
Okay.
Yeah, the publisher stopped in to drop off a copy of the most recent publication, and I looked at it, and I said, how come I'm not person of the week? Because I pointed out that you put the wrong picture in here, and that
so
there were
some... So we shouldn't be so subtle this time?
Some inconsistencies. Mm-hmm. Right. And I said, I should be person of the week for that. I'm the one. And
right.
So he took my picture.
Okay.
And I'm sure that he will write something not so nice about me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. And one of the things that continues to be subject matter in this publication is the complete fear-mongering that liberals do and how Trump is just going to burn the whole world down right. And we're all going to be broke and everybody's going to lose their Social Security and blah, 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 blah. Case in point, back on February 25th, the Social Security Office announced that it's expediting retroactive payments and higher monthly benefits for millions based on the Social Security Fairness Act. Okay. Now, that's just the headline.
Right.
There's a story behind it, including these provisions. And what I'm talking about is the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset reduced or eliminated the Social Security benefits for over 3.2 million people who received a pension based on work that was not covered by Social Security. So these people should have not been receiving Social Security because they did not pay Social Security. If you want to receive it, you have to pay into it.
Right.
Okay.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right. So those two provisions were ended by the new Social Security Fairness Act, right?
Excellent.
In February, they started to issue retroactive payments and increase monthly benefit payments. That'll start in April. People who benefit from the new law include teachers, firefighters, police officers, some federal employees covered by the civil service retirement system, and people whose work had been covered by a foreign Social Security system. We have said over and over again that the current administration doesn't really want to change anything unless they can make it better.
Right.
Better, better, better.
That's
including,
better.
Yeah, including the Department of Education.
Correct.
Which, by the way, Dana Perino on Fox News correctly pointed out, brought to people's attention last week, that the Department of Education is not going to go away. It's just not going to be a department anymore.
Right.
But things like student loans are going to be held, those are going to be handled by the Treasury Department. Okay. Mm-hmm. The different areas of the Department of Education are going to be monitored and managed by other departments of the government that are likely going to be much better at it.
Like it should be.
Okay. So everybody just needs to stop fear-mongering.
Again.
This is a perfect example of right. How untrue statements like Trump's going to get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and foster care and everybody's going to hell in a handbasket. None of that is happening. None of that is happening.
No, and the Democrats have been scaring us with the Social Security threat for decades.
It's not happening.
No.
He just applied a new parameter to this particular organization within the government that is making it better for the exact people you thought or you keep saying that are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But they won't talk about that.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. So just stop trying to convince people that the world is ending. It's not.
No.
Also, on Ukraine, we can all feel sorry. Everybody feels sorry for the innocent people that have been involved or killed or maimed or hurt or separated from their families in this war.
Absolutely.
On both sides.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Russia has, there's moms in Russia that have lost their kids.
Both have casualties, for sure.
Okay. You cannot feel sorry for the people in charge of those countries.
No.
Period.
No, they're not paying the price.
Because neither one of them have said, we want the killing to stop.
Right.
Guess who has said that?
We have. The Trump administration
exactly.
has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he said. That doesn't have anything to do with money. Doesn't have anything to do with property. Doesn't have anything. I want people to stop dying.
Yeah. We all should want that.
Yeah.
Again,
just stop.
They don't care. It's only about their agenda.
Right. So anyway, maybe I'm going to be person of the week.
Well, let's hope, it's an honor. I think you've earned it. I hope you get it. I'm pulling for you.
Yeah. We'll see.
We will see. That's for sure.
You're pulling for me.
Of course I am. I want nothing but success for you.
Hey, you want to go cut down a couple trees?
Let's do it.
Really? My husband's out of town?
Let's cut down.
I know. We got to hurry before he gets back.
We got to get that other one, too.
The one in the very back?
Yep. Well, not very back, but the one right at the back of the house. That he already attacked.
Oh.
That looks, I don't like it.
Oh.
It's got to go.
Okay, well, you can do whatever you want with that one. Okay. I just want the two in front.
They got to go too?
Yeah.
They'll go first.
I just want the two in front. I want people to see my beautiful house.
Yeah, well, this will help.
Mm-hmm. Except yep. I'm going to drive by it 100 times before I realize right. that it's...
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, shoot. That's my house.
We'll put a sign up. Hey, Nancy, turn here.
Right, turn here.
Well, that'll give it away, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
come
maybe
up
not.
With something different.
Yeah, let's go chop down some trees.
Let's do it.
All right. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1. We'll see you next week.